You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Sarah Gonzalez.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. We're both in for John Hockenberry today, and we just heard at the top of the show about the coming confrontation over Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch in the Senate. Well, across the street, the eight sitting justices of the Supreme Court hear arguments today in a case with the potential to impact millions of American workers employed by church-affiliated organizations. The class action is called Advocate Healthcare Network v. Stapleton, and at the heart of this matter are pensions for employees that work at places affiliated with churches, places like Catholic hospitals or health networks or even schools. Now, a lot of these organizations are exempt from federal pension rules that help protect workers under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, also known as ERISA. And now with this ERISA fight, there are billions of dollars and potentially thousands of workers' pensions on the line. Norman Stein is a professor at the Klein School of Law at Drexel University, and he says these exemptions were originally meant for actual churches, but now they've morphed and crept to include loosely affiliated larger organizations that might benefit from relaxed rules while putting employees' retirement funds at risk.
The original reason for the church plan exemption was the government didn't want a true church to have to open its books to the government. And I think there was also a feeling that a true church, a real church, probably is not going to let its pension plans fail. It's not a business. It's going to keep its promises to its employees. And the IRS have held that a church plan has to be a plan that's established by a church. It can't be a plan that is established by a hospital for its employees, even if the hospital has some affiliation with the church. And that's the issue that's really before the Supreme Court now, whether a church plan is a plan established by a church or whether a plan could be established by any entity that says, well, we share some beliefs with the church.
You know, all of the rules and regulations that the churches are exempt from with these pension plans, it makes sense that any business, a hospital or a school, would want to get out from under regulations. But the other side of these regulations is that those plans are insured from going belly up so that employees are protected. And that seems important here.
That's really important. I mean, the statute was designed to protect employees. What Congress in 1974 said, if there aren't regulations, some of these plans are going to fail and we're going to have elderly people who worked their whole career thinking they were going to get a pension suddenly told, well, you're not going to get a pension because we didn't fund it adequately and there's no insurance. So you're just out of luck. And what we're finding now is that some of these plans are in that situation. They said they weren't subject to regulation. They didn't put money aside. And what we're seeing more and more are plans sending out letters to retirees saying, we're going to cut your benefits by 40% or 50%, or in some cases, we've run out of money. Sorry, there's nothing we can do for you.
So look, it's tempting in cases like this to look at it as a bunch of big companies, big healthcare plans that have a lucky way to skirt out from under federal regulations, and so they're doing it, and people want to put a stop to it. Are the justices likely to view it as that clear cut?
Some of these plans are well-funded and are not going to fail. The problem is that we don't know which plans over the next 30 or 40 years are going to run into problems, and some plans out there right now are in very, very serious trouble. If you look at the statute and you look at what Congress said when it amended the statute in 1980, it's pretty clear that these plans that are established by hospitals or nursing homes are not true church plans. They're not really supposed to be exempt from regulation. What the court is going to hear on the other side is the IRS has been telling these plans for 35 years that they are church plans, and it's sort of too late to do anything about it now.
So what should regular people with pensions that might be at stake or people who work in hospitals like this or a school be watching for in oral arguments now?
I think they should be very concerned. If the court upholds the position of the hospitals, somewhere close to a million people are probably going to have their pensions in jeopardy.
And Norman Stein, that makes me wonder if the court were to rule in favor of the health plan here, is there something to stop, enterprises, companies, across the gamut from just scrambling to snatch up some kind of church affiliation and saving millions of dollars on their pension. I mean, I could call this the advocate allied Catholic takeaway and save my employer a lot of money.
There was a kind of plan which people in the IRS informally called hallelujah plans,
right,
which were just what you said, secular hospitals that suddenly found religion simply to have a church plan. And the IRS position seems to be now that you can't take a plan that was once run by a secular business and turn it into a church plan. But that's not clear. And I suspect that some people will be very aggressively taking that position if the Supreme Court rules for the hospitals.
And heck, if that's the case, Professor, I might just start my own personal religion. It sounds like there's a chance I could have a great sideline here if it's not clear and hospitals want to run to the Church of Zwillich and get an affiliation. I'd be happy to provide it. You see where I'm going
with that? I know people who have performed wedding ceremonies after becoming members of the Church of the Dude.
Right.
And I can see some hospitals perhaps affiliating with the Church of the Dude.
Professor at the Klein School of Law at Drexel University, thanks so much.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.